world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So don't get caught in the weeds. Don't get caught in the weeds. Say, what are you talking about, Coach? Well, I'm talking about don't get caught in the weeds. Don't get distracted by things that are designed to distract you. And that's really where we are. There's so much stuff that's going on around all of us. And hey, Spencer, if you could real quickly find Psalm 2 and get that up for me, just because I'm going to show you again. I want to apologize. I wasn't at the top of my game yesterday. I just told people in the pre-show here that kind of like post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm suffering a little bit of that from the build up to the event we have, which was a great event. It's just a great event. And I don't say that to make anybody feel bad. Just telling you it was a great event. We covered so many things, but there's a lot of planning. Gary Pierce, I hope Gary's sleeping too, I couldn't have done it without some of those guys. But Michelle and I were both just zombies. I took two naps yesterday. I couldn't get anything done. I almost had to throw her over my shoulder and carry her into the bedroom last night. Not really, but almost. So I apologize that just the wind down of all that stuff is getting my feet back under me, right? Getting my feet back under me. And listen, folks. Here's what they have distracted us away from. Okay, Psalm 2. The kings of this of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, let's stop here a second. Because the kings of the earth, see this, if you read the scripture and you think as you read it, you see that there is a structure in place. You have the kings of the earth who set themselves, and then they have rulers. Well, wouldn't you think that the kings are the rulers? No. The kings set themselves and the rulers then get together. So you got the Bilderbergers, whoever you want to, the kings of the earth, the Masons, the Bilderbergers, the deep state, you know what I'm talking about, right? All those Illuminati families, those are the kings of the earth and they've set themselves. And then what do? Well, then they pull in all the rulers. And who are the rulers? Well, Klaus Schwab, head of the economic forum. Do you get what's going on? And if we don't understand that, then we're gonna miss the whole thing because it's all bait and switch. Distract, 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 bait and switch. And they want nothing more than to get us chasing windmills or chasing after things that really are distractions. Now they're important things, but really at the heart of it, they are distractions. And what we ought to ask ourselves, and maybe we'll do a show on this tomorrow or do a show on it at some point, what are the key issues that we really ought to be focusing on? Because if I ask you right now, raise your hand on the key issues. Well, golly, it'd be the natural family, right? It'd be the legal system. It'd be the transphobia. We could all go down to 15 different multifaceted attacks that the kings of this earth and the rulers have come together and are unleashing on us so that we are all distracted and not operating in one powerful force. Anybody understand what I'm saying? And we're chasing after windmills. We're distracted on what is the root of the problem. Yes, Jack, isolate and destroy. Isolate and destroy. So the kings of this earth, the battle is between the King of Kings and all these other guys who think they're kings. Now, Jesus is the king of all kings, and Lucifer is the prince of the power of the air. He's not a king, but Lucifer has rightful authority right now. Not really, but he has rightful authority because those of us We'll go to is it Matthew 28? All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Is that Matthew 28? Spencer, see if you can find that for me. I don't know if I'm, well, I could, man, it's all over me this morning. Hey, Spencer, look up. I got you going 17 different directions. Look up the word power. Go to Webster. What's power? What's power? Power in a philosophical sense is the faculty of doing or performing anything. The faculty of moving or producing a change in something, of the ability or strength. A man raises his hand by his own power, or by his power moves another body. The exertion of power precedes the will and instructs. No being destitute of will or intelligence can exert power in an active subject. Active power is that which moves the body. Speculative power is that which we will see, judge, remember, or in general by which we think. So Jesus said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. So hang on. So now we see two things come together. Power and any of the Coach Dave class out there able to answer the other one, which is more important than anything. Power.
Authority.
Authority. Authority. See, I can have the power to go shoot somebody for robbing a bank, but I don't have the authority to do that. Authority is legal power or right to command or to act as the authority of a prince over subjects. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And what does he do? He has that authority over his subjects. Wow, pretty good, isn't it? So Jesus, why? How can Jesus say to us in Matthew 28, all power has been given unto me? Is that where it was? You might know where that was. Somebody help me out there. All power has been given unto me. Go ye therefore.
18.
Yeah, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Now, wait a minute. Why does he have all power? Why does he have all power? Come on, class. Why does he have all power?
He is the king.
Because he stripped it from the enemy.
He's the authority. The authority gives you the right to exert power. You understand? So he says, I'm the king of kings, the lord of lords. I'm in charge of everything. I am in control. Legally, I'm in control. And all power is given unto me, and I'm giving it to you. I'm deputizing you. Go. Here's your assignment. Go and teach all nations. Teach them what? Teach them what? Well, I think 20 tells us. Baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. What are you supposed to do? Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You guys know something? Do you know that the Almighty God has given you a command? What happened? I'm not a military guy. What happens to you if you're in the military and you do not ignore a direct command? What any guys out there? Any former military guys? Any cops? Anybody know what happens to you if you deny a direct command?
And basically, you're too undercooked.
You get cold. What were you saying, Betty?
I said, in basic, you did 200 push-ups.
You get a penalty anyway, right?
Yes, exactly.
There's a penalty for it, right? Somebody said a court-martial. That's a legal proceeding, right? But he is giving us a command. Isn't that what it says? All things whatsoever I have commanded. Spencer, let's get into Mr. Webster again today. What's a command? What's a command? Say, oh, the Ten Commandments. Command. We have a commander in chief. A command is to bid, to order, to direct, to charge, implying authority and power to control and to require obedience, to govern, lead, or direct, to have or to exercise supreme authority over. Hey, Betty, who's the supreme authority? Who's the supreme authority?
God.
God. And what did he say? Go. I'm in charge. I'm commissioning you to go. In fact, don't they call that the Great Commission? What's an army commission? Come on, is another army man out there? What's an army commission? What is it? The act of command, the thing committed to a charge, an order, a mandate, an authority given. So a commission is I, as the boss, commission you to do a job. Instead of me doing it, I'm going to send Randy. Instead of me doing it, I'm sending John Loveland. Instead of me doing it, I'm sending Betty. Betty is going to go with the authority that I've given her to go and act on my behalf. Delegated, right, Jack? Delegated authority. If you are a believer in Christ, you have a delegated authority, all power given unto him. He tapped you on the back, says, you're my man. You go enforce it. Are you with me? Now ask ourselves one question. Does the church teach that? The church teach that? The church teaches that we're not even allowed to be involved in government. There's a separation between the church and state. And Satan sits over and just chuckles at you. You believe they believe this stuff. They believe it because why? We don't know who we are in Christ. We don't know who we are. All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach them to observe whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. Wow. And point number two, real quick, because I want you to know that it says this two different places. We don't take it seriously. I know Martin's working really hard on the child endangering, the child perversion that they're doing to kids right now. It says it twice. This doesn't always happen in the Gospels. And who shall receive, this is Matthew 18:5, and who shall receive one little child in my name receiveth me. But whosoever shall cause one of these little ones who believe in me to fall, it would be better for him that a millstone was hung around his neck and that he would drown in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of these offenses. For it must happen that offenses come, but woe to the man by whom the offense comes. Am I going to be able to stand before the Lord when that great getting up morning comes for me? And I'm going to say, Lord, I didn't do anything about it because I didn't have the authority to do it. I think he's going to look at me and just kind of get that look at David. Huh? What? And then it also says it in number three, Luke. It says in Luke, then he said unto his disciples, it's impossible, but the offenses will come, but warned him through whom they come. It's one thing for a little kid to get abused, but it's another thing. If somebody knows it's going on, not doing anything about it, it's better for him, what? It's better for him that a millstone hang around his neck, cast in the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. And the church is so nonchalant about what they're doing to our children. That'd be a good place. That'd be a good place for an amen.
Amen.
Pull up number four. No. Yeah. Pull up number four. I'm heading somewhere. Stay with me. I got this from Martin. On this website. It's unbelievable. Stop world control. Hang on. So you look at that. Stay right there at the top for a spin. Hang on. So when you first go here, is this good website or bad website? Stop world control. Those words don't even make sense together, do they? Stop world control. What's that even mean? Well, so you get down there, this website informs humanity about the agenda for world domination. Please share it. Scroll on down. I don't have time to go through all this. Schools must equip children to have sexual partners. The evidence report reveals how the World Health Organization, United Nations, are sexualizing little children in primary education worldwide for the purpose of normalizing pedophilia. This report consists of nothing but solid evidence with many official documents, videos, books, archives, all PDF documents may be downloaded from the reference section at the end of the report. I'm going to show you. Put this in the chat. Hang on, look at this. Look at that. Little children are sexual beings who must have sexual partners and begin with sex as soon as possible. For this reason, kindergartens and elementary schools must teach children to develop lust and sexual desire, learn masturbation, build same-sex relationships, use online pornography, and learn different sexual techniques, such as oral sex. The above is a paraphrased summary of the official guidelines issued by the World Health Organization and the United Nations to educate authorities worldwide. Folks, this thing will make you want to throw mud at the screen. Scroll down a little bit, Spence. Play one video. There's all kinds of unbelievable stuff on this. Go on. Go and tell you what they're trying to do to the kids. Folks, this is a plan. This ain't just happening, okay? Okay, I'm going to show you a video. Encourage pornography. All of it. It's all here. All there. Hang on. And keep going. Keep going. Okay, watch this video. Schools teach children to masturbate. Children. Good. United Nations World Health Organization instruct teachers worldwide to make sure kids have sexual partners to begin with sex as soon as possible. Little kids must masturbate, learn about oral sex, build safe-sex relationships. Following video shows how teachers are telling children to start masturbating. This is from the Netherlands, which happens worldwide as the UN and the WHO guidelines are international. Evidence for all this can be found at Stop worldcontrol.com. There's a teacher teaching it. You better put a millstone around your neck. Sex is, folks, a different language, so I'm going to read it, okay? This is in the Netherlands, so it's a different language. So maybe you can mute it, and I'll read it as we'll see the teacher speaking to the child. Go ahead. Sex is not only functional when you're just making babies. I've said before that it's also fun to do. You discover how your body works and how my body works. What about you? Do you ever play with your dick? Do you ever touch your willy? Yes, and how does that feel? And he's embarrassed. And when do you do that? He's embarrassed. I don't know. Do you know that when we're eating? Do you do that when we're eating? No, right? Or in the classroom? No, not at all in the classroom. Why don't you do that in the class? Why? When you can play with your dick. When you're at home. Not only boys can have an orgasm, girls too can have an orgasm. But they don't have ejaculation then because we don't have sperm. But it's a nice feeling. And you obviously looked at your vagina before, haven't you? You have your inner labia, and there are two little holes there, one for peeing and one for the baby to come out. And above those holes is also kind of a button. Did you see that? You never studied it? That little button you call your clitoris. It's crazy, isn't it, folks? I'm sorry if it embarrasses you. When you touch that, it gives a very nice feeling. It's actually very nice when you're touching that button. It's actually, for example, you can rub it with your finger. We've conducted an in-depth investigation that uncovers conclusive evidence that this comprehensive sexual education serves the agenda to normalize pedophilia. We encourage you to read this report and distribute it far and wide. And send it to school districts, teachers, local authorities, newspapers. You can see the evidence at stopworldcontrol.com. Hey, Roger put in that's perverted. Folks, it's perverted. Now, here's the question, Christian. Do you know what's going on? Do you know what's going on? What does the Bible say that we should do if we know what's going on? Be better for us to put a millstone around our neck and throw ourselves in the deepest part of the ocean than to teach this to innocent little children. I'm not trying to discourage you or anything. I'm trying to open your eyes to understand the depth of the evil that we're dealing with, friends. And that I don't know the answer. Maybe somebody has the answer. I can promise you this. It is going on in your local schools. I promise you this. How do I know it's going on in your local schools? Well, because we know this. Young female teachers have been indoctrinated in this stuff at universities. And even though your teacher, your child's teacher, may be a really, really nice woman, really, really nice, you can trust her and all that stuff, I promise you, she's teaching this demonic agenda to little kids. Maybe not to the depth of what we just saw there, But that's it's going on. It's going on. And we wonder why there's such sexual perversion in America. In America. 6 years old. I'm trying to think back when I was 16 years old. I don't even think I remember. I don't even know if I remembered I had a dick, as she said. At 6 years old. I certainly didn't think about what it was for. And now it's becoming part of the curriculum right in front of. Look, I'm not trying to make anybody upset. I'm showing you what we are up against. We are the team of the good guys. And they are the team of the bad guys. And the bad guys have the power over your children and your neighbor's children. The bad guys have that power. Now, is that the will of the Lord? What did he just tell us in Matthew? All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go teach them to stop doing that crap. Don't let them do that in the schools. Don't pay taxes to do it in the schools. Now, look, I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. But I know this. I'm going to stand before the Lord, and I'm going to give an account. He's going to say, Coach, did you know that was going on? What'd you do about it? Well, I didn't do anything, Lord, because it really wasn't my business. They weren't my children. And my kids aren't in the school system because we pulled them out. Are you paying your taxes to them, Coach? You ever go to school board meetings and stand up and speak out against it? Coach, you ever build any coalition to stop it? You just sat back and said, well, somebody else's problem, somebody else's kid? I'm preaching to me. I'm not preaching to you. And then my children, my grandchildren, my precious, precious grandchildren are going to grow up in a world when they get out away from under the envelopment of grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, they're going to walk out into a world where those perverted people are everywhere you look. And we're called to be the salt of the earth. Instead, the church is telling us to be the sugar. Just love them all. Just love them all. Jesus said, put a millstone around their neck. That's what he said. He didn't say love them all. You want to do some reading. Michelle said this to me the other night. She's reading through the Old Testament. She said, man, oh man. God had some wrath, man. He poured out some wrath in that Old Testament. There wasn't no love in that Old Testament. There's wrath in that Old Testament, baby. There was judgment and justice. In that Old Testament, he flooded people. He threw fireballs, sulfur tablets. He threw things. He had mountains fall on him. And then God got born again in the New Testament, and he became a hippie. And when he became this hippie in the New Testament, he just loves everybody and everything. And who is he to judge? He would never criticize. He just loves you all, and he wants you all to come and sit on his lap. Except that's not what the Bible says. It's the same wrathful God, the fear of God, the beginning of wisdom. And we don't teach the fear of God in the church, in the government, in our home. We don't teach. We teach the love of God and not the fear of God. And it's the love, it's the fear of God that drives us to repentance. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Is it any wonder that we have such blah Christianity going on, right? Spineless Christianity. Come on in, Ray.
Just touching on that, Dave, the reality of what we're talking about, that video just showed. Here's an example of what's going on here in Marshfield, our little town, at the high school. And this thing is trying to be kept under the rug. There was five boys in the high school that tased another boy. They pulled his pants down and they had their sodomized them. They rubbed themselves against his face, and it was all videotaped. And they thought it was just a fun thing to do, right? So one girl, and then they started passing that video around amongst themselves. And one girl reported it. And now the kid that got hazed and the girl, their lives are being threatened. That they don't want to touch it. They don't want to let the public know what's going on. They're scared to death. They don't know how to handle this. This is where this leads to.
I wonder how many people in this queue right now, people watching this show right now, I wonder how many of you are still dealing with sexual trauma from when you were a young child.
I bet
in this queue. And that was back when the most radical thing that you'd ever won, you might stumble upon a Playboy. You might stumble on one hidden under a shelf somewhere. But it wasn't everywhere. Pornography wasn't everywhere. The internet wasn't everywhere. And people getting all sexually charged and then going out and taking on a little kid. And think about those of you who I'm speaking to, which is many of us. You can remember even right now, maybe some weird or maybe the earliest sexual experience you had or the touching of somebody that is ingrained in your brain even to this day. Can you imagine what we are producing today in America's public schools? Can you even imagine? And I keep coming back to the same thing because it's kind of, well, repetition is the heart of education. The American church, I don't care what town you are in. If the American church in your town, if every church and every pastor got together and built a coalition and went and demanded this stuff be removed from the schools, do you think they could do it, friends? The homosexuals are pushing everything in. They just show up and bitch and moan and complain, and we bow out and let them have it. We want to be diverse and tolerant and all that stuff. Do you think if the pastors stood up, all the pastors in the town, and the building was filled with Christians and say, enough's enough, you think it would continue? I don't even think it's close. Jeff Klein's tying them in knots, just showing up at the school board meetings. Dave Allison, Sherry, showing up and speaking up, tying them in knots. What if they had 1,000 people standing behind them saying, yeah, get that crap out of our schools? That wouldn't be very Christian, would it? Wouldn't be very Christian. John Loveland, come on in, then Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks, Coach. Hey, Coach, what you said before is one of the main reasons. It's not the only reason, but one of the main reasons for sexual perversion and pornography. When you get introduced to sexuality at a young age, it's almost impossible that you won't have some type of perversion in your life as an adult.
Hey, John, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Adults can't control their sexual perversion. Can you imagine a kid? Can you imagine those forces on a kid? Go ahead, John.
Well, still, we're definitely responsible no matter what, right? But that's where Jesus comes in, right? And he heals the brokenness. And when the broken part of you is healed, the perversion goes away, you know, but it's almost, I'm telling you, it's almost impossible to be introduced to sexuality at the age of 5 and it not have an adverse effect on you as an adult.
Amen.
It's almost
Amen.
Impossible. And that's why we are in such an era of pornography. It's so rampant in the church. People are embarrassed. They don't want to talk about it, you know, but that right there will give you compassion for the broken. And when these people come to you and say, hey, I got this problem. Hey, let me help you through that. And a lot of times it's like, you don't know who you are in Christ. When you really figure out who you are in Christ, that kind of stuff goes away. But still, he's come to heal that brokenness within you and set you free, because you are captive in that area.
You are captive. Amen. Man. The eye gate, the ear gate. I'm just sitting here right now. I'm thinking the first Playboy magazine I saw, I was about 12 years old, and my aunt had given our family some old magazines she had. Well, here her husband must have been a pervert because there were Playboys in there. Nobody had Playboys back in 1960. What would that have been? 62, 63, 64, maybe. And the Playboys, I can see in my mind's eye, I can see the closet where those magazines were. And I just went up and just pulled one of them out of there. I had no idea what it was. And I opened up a Playboy magazine and I saw ladies' breasts for the first time. Right now, in my mind's eye, I can see that. Imprinted on me. Folks, can you even begin to conceive of what little kids in schools are seeing and hearing and how they're trying to process everything they're hearing, the transgender movement, all that stuff, right? The bisexual. Can you imagine? I bet you the Lord is grinding him some stones. I bet he's making him some big millstones, and they ought to fit every one of us. Jeff, now go ahead.
Good morning, Coach. Great subject.
Thanks. It's a sad subject.
I went to Incline Village in Washoe County, the library board. And on the way there, I found a church called the Living Life Church. I went on there and talked to some people, and I gave them information, and the pastor showed up. He doesn't want to get involved.
No.
Unbelievable. I had to live with good graces and stuff. It's terrible. But when I got there, I was the first one there, and I signed in, and big mistake. I should have signed in last on the public comment, because that place filled up a bunch of fruitcakes.
Because they show up. See, it matters to them. They show up.
Yeah. With 3/4 of the crowd packed the house. And the old conservative is the chairman, and she got bullied by the far left.
Hey, Jeff, could the far right bully them?
Oh,
if we showed up, could we bully them?
Yeah, but I got to continue. Believe this, I went to the library drag queen story hour. I was outside, and I got nailed with a policy. I can no longer enter at any school library in Washoe County. I got it last night by the library, the officer there, Scott Brown. And this is BS, I said. I did nothing wrong. But they're designing the total left, far left, they're deciding to dictate and dominate and push you down on the ground if you resist it. It's pathetic. Devil. It's really bad.
They're of their father, the devil, and the works of their father.
Oh, got
and
that
they're
right.
More committed to their daddy than we are committed to our daddy. They hate our children more than we love them. So there's no other way to say it.
But it's very disturbing, their brother.
I'd get a lawyer and I'd sue him for $800 million. They can't do that to you. Roger.
Well, the Supreme Court decision yesterday on free speech didn't help things. But Dave, here's my question. On any given Sunday morning in Columbus, Ohio, I would bet there's probably 150 to maybe 200,000 people in church, okay, on a Sunday morning, all the churches together.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, probably more than that. Dave, why don't the churches do what we're talking about? Why don't? I'll start off, then you give me one. I think one reason that the Christian church, the church, does not storm the gates of a city council meeting is, deep in my heart, I really think unless it directly touches a person in their church, it doesn't even get on their radar screen. I think they believe in the election process so much that they think if we just change who we elect, your thought. Why don't we? If we agree they do not, if we agree they could change the course, the direction, if 100,000 people showed up someday at a meeting outside around the building, why doesn't the church show up like that?
Because they don't have the fear of the Lord. They have the love of the Lord. And they've been taught that God's in control of everything. And I hate to get into the theology. We're going to be out of here soon, so there's no sense trying to polish the brass on a sinking ship. That's to me, that's the most part. And for the most part, Christians have not been taught to stand up and speak up against the darkness. There's not, Roger, I can't think of any other reason. And if you're a pastor who does stand up and speak out against that kind of stuff, people will stop coming because they're convicted because they don't want to do it.
Yeah. You know, I've been in church my whole life, and I can count on one hand that I've ever heard go to a city council meeting.
Yes.
I've heard, you know, the election's coming up, and you know, I've heard about abortion, but I can't tell you I've ever heard on more than one hand. There's a school board meeting next week, and we need to be there, meet in the parking lot, and we're all going together.
How about this one, Roger? When's the last sermon you heard from the pulpit on property taxation funding the schools? When's the last one you heard on that? See, the pastors won't even stand in the pulpit and tell people, don't pass the bond levy. Don't pass the school bond levy. That would be suicide for a pastor to be able to do that. So they jack up your house prices through inflation, and then the value of your house goes up, so your taxes go up, and then because the prices are so high, they need more money, and it's a never ending cycle. It's a never. I'm grabbing because I got a tax bill yesterday. 66.7% of our property tax bill goes to the schools. 66.7% of our tax bill goes to the schools. And they don't teach anything I agree with. They certainly don't teach anything about the most impactful person in the history of Western civilization, Jesus Christ. Time is measured after him. The calendar is measured after him. And he is not even mentioned in school. It's a travesty of what's going on. Michelle.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Good morning, team. You know, that was pretty powerful video you showed this morning. And Satan knows the damage that he's doing to these young children. He knows right. exactly what he's doing. Listen, there's no little kid, there's no little one out there who's going to understand or believe that a good God will let that happen to them. And any relationship with their creator is so damaged right from the beginning, this leads to a belief that the child is worthless.
Yep.
Okay? And especially when the other adults don't do anything about it.
It leads to the fact that your whole life is your crotch. Can we be honest about it? Your whole life is your crotch. And what you do with your crotch. Go ahead.
It leads to a behavior, addictions. It's just pain and misunderstanding. And I would say it handicaps that child to never live up to their true potential.
Amen. We know what's going on, Rochelle. Huh? We know what's going on. And then the molestation that takes place in the schools. We would be shocked at the number of molestations, relationships that teachers are having with kids that we never hear about. We would be shocked. Jeff, come on in.
Well, Coach, it was mentioned that it hasn't happened here in our church. That is bull. How many kids in our community are in churches? How many school board members are in churches? It's happening to all of them, but the Christians have been taught, just keep your mouth shut. Pastors are cowards. They won't mention it. So now the kids have seen this. And what are the kids going to say in school? Well, we can't say nothing. Yep, I ask kids a lot, all the time. When I run across a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid, I say, hey, what's going on in your school? You got wokeness in there and the LGBTQ. And they look at you right away and say, oh, yeah, you wouldn't believe it. They admit it. So over the last couple of years of doing school board meetings, I have read them scriptures you used this morning, the millstone. I have warned them. Every school board, the four schools we've done. So now this morning, I'm glad you pulled that website up. I'm going to go on to that. I'll get something printable off that. I'm going to go in the next 2 weeks. We got them all set up again. I'm going to go in and demand. I'll give them each a copy. This is a demand. I want you to pull this website up. When I come back, we're going to discuss this again, but we got a new superintendent at East Knox. Another one. This will be the third one in the last 2 years. So I'm going to go in and demand these. And I'll probably tell the school board something like, listen, you all sit in, I've told them before, you all sit in churches, you say you're Christians. I know you probably won't pull this website up, but Mr. Superintendent, I need you to pull it up. You're in charge. I'm just going to go in and just blast them again.
Jeff, they won't do anything because the religious authorities won't say anything about it. They don't care how much you gripe and moan. You are a freak. The pastor where they go says it's all okay. Go along to get along.
Well, I was just in a church at the front door of a church about a week ago, and one of the pastors there, this new one, and I asked him, what are you going to do? I pointed over to the high school. I said, what are you boys going to do? You built this new church right next door to the school. Are you going to do anything in there in the school building where the kids are being corrupted and destroyed? And he looked at, he didn't know what to say. So I'm going to start approaching him and tell him, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. That's what I'm going to work on.
Spencer, pull up my Facebook page real quick if you can. Hang on. I'm going to get all of you in here. I promise. Stay there, Cheryl. Not that one. My Facebook page. Scroll down. That's my grandkids. Love my grandkids. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Keep going, keep. There you are. Throw that baby up there. Huh? Throw that up there. There's a gay pride parade for you folks. Now I want you here. Hey, 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 hey. Look at the little eyeballs. Look at the little eyeballs.
Yep.
Folks, that's that. If that's not a crime, it ought to be. Are you looking at me? Because not everything that's legal is lawful. And we'll say that again because it went over your head. Not everything that's legal is lawful.
Amen.
They can say whatever you want to, that's legal, yeah, but that ain't lawful. That ain't lawful. Wait till you see the ones coming by where the guys have on the doggy masks. What do you think they're wearing the dog? Mommy, why is that man wearing a doggy mask? Mommy, why does that man have a leash around his neck? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, this is the stuff Martin's fighting against. Martin wants pictures of this kind of stuff. Because why? We ought to take this to the local police and demand they do something about it. It's a violation of the law. But the church just stays away from it. Just stays away. Brett White, come on in, Brett. Let's roll quickly. Brett and Judah.
Morning, Coach. Morning, everybody.
Hey.
So I think Pastor Dale's still on vacation, and I was looking through emails this morning and saw from the John Birch Society email, Louisiana becomes first state to mandate surgical castration of child rapists.
Awesome.
Another huge one.
Yes, what, sir.
What yes. Is, yes, I'm very aware of it.
Oh, there you are. Okay. That's awesome, man.
Castration of child rapists. Huh? So they might lose their nuts if they mess with a little kid. Huh?
Boom.
You can, hold your ears. Hold your ears. I'll never forget what I had a coach tell me one time. Well, he didn't say it to me. He was speaking to all of us. And he said, boys, you better realize this. Are you ready, folks? Hold your ears. A stiff penis has no conscience.
Oh, my.
I never forgot it. I never forgot it. Right? So these guys have no conscience. And if they get a Woody, they're coming after your kid. Let's get Cheryl in here. She's a first timer. Come on in, Cheryl. Got to unmute there, dear. Got to unmute. There
okay. You go. Okay. This is something that I've been battling for quite some time. Roger Weaver, he probably is familiar with this. Richard Gardner, any man that goes into court that's been accused of abuse, he can use Richard Gardner to get him out of the abuse accusation. Richard Gardner was a psychologist who was a pedophile and committed suicide. And we're dealing with this right now. So if a child says, my dad sexually abused me, the dad can go to his attorney and he can use Richard Gardner for parental alienation and get out of it. And he has his children.
So Cheryl, if I understand the scriptures properly, Jesus recommended the death penalty for those who abuse children.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yes.
Millstone around your neck. Yep. Amen, Cheryl.
Yes. Thank you, Coach.
Sure. Judah.
Yeah, Coach. You know, the topic of earlier, why are certain pastors not doing anything? Why do they turn a blind eye? You know, this goes back to even that parade topic. As you'll notice, the progressive LGBTQ flag that they fly has the compass and square in it. It also has the colors that are being misrepresented regarding the rainbow, missing a few colors as well. This uniparty that's controlling the left is controlling the right. The rhinos, the uniparty is the Mason swamp. And as we talked about this, the problem is the dole. It's the money. Follow the money. And when you follow the money, they're either A, they need the money to grow their building, or B, they need the money from the uppers, or they don't want to get cut off from the money.
Mm.
And so when you do this, again, follow the money. You know, Mike Johnson has not done one single thing yet for the J6ers. They've held on to the information. You know, I told you guys this last week. Betsy DeVos. She's on a tour right now. She's going state to state. Why? Just saying. Last night, she was speaking with Mike Johnson. They were talking about how conservative they are. They're talking about things that need to be done in this country because Donald Trump isn't willing to do them. Telling you what, folks, keep your eye on her. Why is she going state to state? You know what? Yeah. Again, Mike Johnson hasn't done a thing. This little tour that they're doing around the country, they say it's for the kids. They say it's for student athletes. They say the funds that are going through here are a great way to move the money, to build a calling or a following that has an empty purse. So, again, keep your guys' eyes on the prize. That chair, the Republican chair, is not being honorable to the God that they say they're being honorable.
Amen, baby. And we got to call them to account. See, so they get us in a box and they say, well, I can't vote Democrat. Well, now they got you. I'm going to vote for the lesser two evils. There you go. That's what we got. Cheryl. Got to unmute yourself there, Cheryl. Jeff Nairs, go ahead while she's figuring it out. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Coach. Going back a couple conversations when Jeff Klein's on there talking about school boards. It was like almost maybe 2 years ago or something. What's the thing that had to do with school board members? Like there might be a lot of them that actually agree with this, but they don't say anything because they can lose their pension and they're worried about the job. And it had something to do with the insurance companies bonds. And the school insurance.
Called bonds. They're protected by bonds. And there's a movement out there to call in their bonds. In other words, take away their, they have liability protection. And there's a movement out there to pull their bonds. If they're going to violate the law, they shouldn't have protection. That's what it's about. I think, Jeff, surety bonds.
So you go in there and you know, you got all these people and we, you know, we go into these school board meetings and we say what we say and they don't do anything. And it's all because of fear.
Right. That's right.
Even though they might agree.
Well, first of all, they don't see support in the room. They see Jeff Klein, that crazy Jeff Klein's back here. But where they go to church, their pastor doesn't say anything about it. People in their church don't say anything about it. Their youth leader, he's a really good guy. They're blind to it. They don't see it. They don't understand.
Well, I just think the bond and the insurance part, I think that needs to be exposed and brought out. Say, you're not saying anything because of this. I think that needs to be exposed.
Well, I think that's good. That's a good point, Jeff. And also to realize that what they're permitting in the schools is a violation of their oath. Huh? Then you have Millstone. Letting that into the schools. They're the gatekeepers. There ought to be a hefty fine for them for doing that as well.
Amen.
Keith.
Yes, sir. Kind of interesting. The vendors down there in that Yellow Springs Fiesta or whatever you call it. Anyway, it's an interesting list.
Say that last part again, Keith. I'm sorry. My machine's running over here.
It's my teeth. You gotta, anyway. The list, vendors list.
Yeah.
It's on the website. Take a look at it. It's pretty interesting.
All on that website that we just had up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Jeff. Jeff is in such a unique position. He seems to know the people on the school board well enough to know what churches they attend. So, Jeff, before you give them, the school board, a copy of whatever you're going to give them, why don't you go to each of their pastors and give them a copy and tell him or her that you're going to approach the school board with this? And to what do you think there, Pastor? Should the school board be promoting this? Maybe that's a place to start. Put the isolation into it.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
4 years ago, we had a president of the school board in Mount Vernon. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go to his pastor. I'm going to go to his church. Guess what church he went to? The UCC homo church. It doesn't do me no good.
No, because, folks, the devil seeks out those positions. Jeff Klein's become the fool. Jeff Klein's a radical because he doesn't think little boys should be kissing other little boys. He becomes the radical. You see how the game's played? Dale.
Well, a few things, Coach. First, let's quit calling them school boards and call them what they are. They're groom boards. They are the gatekeepers. They're the groom boards. They are the heads of that monster. Second thing, here's another thing that we're going to have to follow here in the next few days. I got a phone call up here. I'm on my way home now. I'm in New York, and I got a phone call from my former FBI worker who told the Attorney General to go pound sand when they want to give him a jab. Anyway, he said, Dale, did you hear about the three teenagers in Mandeville, Louisiana? I said, no, what happened? No, I don't. I'm out of state. What's going on? He goes, they just got charged with hate crimes. Three teenagers, minors. I said, hate crimes? What did they do? They burned a homosexual flag, Coach. They burned a homosexual flag, and they're being charged with hate crimes. Now, Coach, I wonder if BLM are being charged with hate crimes when they burned them American flags, when the Chaz up there in Seattle, Washington, was burning the American flags. So this is going to be a hot news topic. I think what they did is they took this flag off from somebody's house, which they shouldn't have done. I get that. But they burned it, and they should have been charged with trespassing, vandalism, but not with hate crimes. But because it was a homosexual flag and not an American flag that they took off the house and burned, these minors are now facing hate crimes. Coach, those are felonies. So I just want to give you a breath. It'll be interesting to see. Three teenagers, you can Google search it, down in Louisiana. So we don't got everything right in Louisiana.
Teaching a little boy that he can have sex with another little boy, I think.
Pretend legislation. See, we're fighting pretend legislation.
That's right. Pretended legislation.
Randy. Oh, and Coach, the reason why the pastors are not going to go to the school boards and get involved, although they might preach against that, or, you know, in hindsight, is because they believe in separation of church and state. They believe in that. That's why they won't get involved.
Yeah. It's a separation of morality and state, folks. It's not church and state. It's morality and state. Randy.
Coach, I really believe we're in the time now when, you know, the true love tells the truth. True love is trying to save people. So what I'm saying is, this is why my decrees, Coach, they have judgment connected with them. What we need to be speaking is the day for the school board people, for everyone that's in supposed authority positions. We need to go to them and look them in the eye and say, your day is on you. You better repent or perish. And I really believe it is, Coach. I'm not just trying to scare them. I really believe that if we really believe this, that God is getting ready to judge these systems, that we're begging these people, you better repent because your day of judgment is on you. You know, and I believe it, Coach. I really believe it. And I'm telling them that in love. But I'm telling them, my voice is saying it. We have to speak the judgment of God. That is going to be the door for most of these people to repent.
Amen.
When they see judgment, that's what's going to change them. It's got to be more than just hope. We have to speak the absolute judgment of God on them now.
Amen.
And we can. That is love, Coach.
The church is telling them how much God loves them. That's our problem. Mary Beth.
I want to take a BB gun and shoot the flag down in our town square. But I haven't done it, but I really want to do it.
I'll watch what I say. Hey, Spencer, real quick. Marty, I'll get you in a second. Just a second. Hey, Spencer, pull up that to stop world control again.
I forgot. Are we still on?
Yes.
Whoops.
So let's scroll down. We got about 6 minutes left. Jeff, scroll down to where it says teaching 6-year-old children about oral sex. Folks, you may not want to keep going. That's right here. Okay, folks, you may not want to hear this. Warning, warning, warning. Okay? One of the children's books recommended by Rutgers for use in elementary school is called What is Sex? By Chana Zweep. Here's a page from this book with an excerpt below. Can you see what the girl's doing over there? You see what she's doing? Scroll down. This is for kindergartners, 6 years old. Blowjob is sex with the mouth. That is what is called oral sex. Have you ever given yourself a kiss on a soft spot of your body? Try it. How does it feel? The skin of a dick or a vagina is also very sensitive. Because of this, people sometimes like to touch each other with their mouths. When someone licks or sucks a dick, this is called sucking. Of course, the same is true for a woman. If someone licks a vagina, this is called pussy eating. So do you believe this, folks? Do you believe this? I'm embarrassed to read it to an audience of adults. This is the stuff that's being pushed into our schools. Martin.
Thanks, Coach. If our producer could produce the visual that I've got set up here at work, I just want to call out to you guys. Thank you for all your concern and your prayers. But we actually need, as Coach says, boots on the ground. So if you want to contact me, the telephone number is, and I don't mind saying this over the air, Coach, 937-396-9500. That's 937-396-9500. We will meet in Yellow Springs. I plan on doing evangelism. I plan on going after these men and women's hearts. All I need, folks, is for you to show up with your phone and videotape and photography of anything that you see going on against these kids, and then hold on to that footage. We'll reconvene, and I'll get it to the prosecutor's office. Thanks,
okay, guys. The follow-up is important. I'm not trying to discourage you, Martin. I've done this before. The cops will not deal with it unless we bring pressure on the cops. And in fact, up to now, we can't get anybody to bring pressure on the cops. They think we're supposed to love these people. They're lost, and we just need to have the love of God towards them. Well, open up your Bible, and you're going to find out what kind of love the old man God gave them in the Old Testament. See if Bible says, "I change not." God changes not. So if he hated homosexuality in the Old Testament, I promise you, he hates it in the New. I promise you. Let's see here. Jack. Jeff.
All right. I'm just sitting here thinking of a game plan, and I'm open to ideas. But this stuff on that website, when I print some of this stuff off, so I'll get just one or two little things and print off. Now, as I'm reaching these pastors in the area about the Ten Commandments in the schools, I think I've got five right now, pastors, so they're on board with me. So what I'm going to do, when I go and start talking to them about Ten Commandments in the school, do you think that would be cool for the kids to see Ten Commandments? Then I'm going to show them this. Then I'm going to use the example of boots on the ground when we had 43 people from the queue, from the huddle, show up at a school board meeting when we had the little boy in the dress. We had 43 people, I think, from 20 different cities all over Ohio, one guy from Pennsylvania, one guy from Michigan. I'll say, now, Pastor, why can you not come to a school board meeting 5 minutes away? We took care of that boy in the dress. Nothing ever happened with that again. When the masses of us showed up at that school board meeting, that put some fear into them. So that's
what we need to build. I don't know how to do it. I probably can't do it.
No.
But we need to build an army of pastors.
That's what I'm working on right now in Knox County.
God bless you, Jeff.
And then the pastors need to bring their people. They need to bring their congregation. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't get nearly where I wanted to get to today. Some more stuff that's on. Oh, Lord. Some more stuff that's absolutely.
Do you remember the gay parade we was at one time when they threw us out about 10 years ago or 12?
Yeah.
The guy, the old man, he's probably about 75 or 80 years old, in a pair of red silky shorts, opened up his pants, nothing on under him, the little shorts, and exposed himself, his crotch, to little kids. We took them to the cops and said, arrest him. And they turned a blind eye. They seen him do it, and they walked away.
Yes, because
I need that videotape.
They don't want the hell that they're going to receive from the homo community if they arrest one of their zones. They know they ain't going to hear a peep from us. We're in a war. See you tomorrow.